At this time, if we could have the children come up for our children's message. Welcome, everyone. How are we doing?
Good.
Good? It's good to see everyone, by the way. Always nice. And very good. Well, today, around the corner, it's tough. But okay, now today in the gospel reading, our sermon for the children is entitled Storms. Right, storms. Now, who has ever been in a storm? Anyone? Me? Yes, good. Madison, yes, you. Anyone else? Who has ever been in a storm? I know storms are, you know, scary because I think, you know, when I went to school, I went back to the Midwest and they used to have, what was it, tornado warnings. And that was always a scary thing. But storms are very, are they nice or are they kind of scary at times?
They're like cloudy.
Cloudy. A lot of noise, a lot of rain. When you're driving on the road in a storm, is it a little scary? Mm-hmm. Little bit, right? Little bit. Now, again, I like the beach. Who likes the beach?
Me.
You live in California, you should raise your hand, everyone, right? Everyone likes the beach, right? Now, again, when we're at the beach, I look at this picture, and does this look peaceful?
Yeah.
Does that look peaceful?
Yeah.
Not really. Oh, in the water. I know swimming in the water is always a scary thing. But without any waves, does that look easy to swim in?
No.
Pretty, yes? I'm getting differing responses. Yeah, I know. Well, it's easy. You know, you look at the water, it's not moving. You know, you could swim in it and you're not worried about the waves going over you. And if you were in this boat, how easy it would be to be in this boat. What a great day that is. Well, I know the clouds are coming, so who knows. But then the clouds, after a while, this is what happens. I know this is kind of like a different type of ship. But does that look... That looks really creepy, right? It does. Because waves are dangerous. Now, the thing about waves is, can Phoenix just go in the water and say, "Stop, waves. I don't want you." Can he do that? No, the waves, what will they do? They will keep on coming until the storm is over. Right? The waves will keep on coming until the storm is over. But today in our gospel reading, what do we see Jesus doing? The disciples were in the boat, like kind of like this, and the waves were swamping this boat almost to the point where they were going to get flooded. That is, sink to the bottom of the water, and quickly they are scared. But what does Jesus do? First off, he was sleeping, so obviously it didn't worry him. But he got up, and he heard their worry, and what did Jesus do? He went up to the wind and he said to them, "Stop." And what happened?
It stopped.
How is that so? Does he just have a strong hand?
Yes.
He does, right? He does have a strong hand. But that strong hand is because he has the power and authority. That he has the power, the strength, because he is God. He is God, and he has the power to stop the storm. But in this moment right here, Jesus is teaching the disciples, not only does he have power to stop the storm, but by his power, because he is God and because he came to the world as man, there he would have the power and promise to go to the cross for our sins. Not only to go to the cross for our sins, but actually give us the forgiveness of sins by his work on the cross. You know, because of Jesus' power, your sins are forgiven. Not only does he go to the cross, but he rises on the third day, all because he is God. And there we know that all of our sins are forgiven. And no longer are we living like this, even though we still live in it, right? We still do at times. We very well know that we have peace in Christ Jesus as he covers us by his body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins. So remember that this day, what Jesus has done for you and continues to do for you. He loves you. He forgives you. He dies on the cross for you. He raises on the third day for you so that you may have eternal life. Remember that this day. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this day, O Lord, that we are here with your children. Bless them in the one true faith. Guide them in your peace, knowing full well that by your word and promise, you have given them the gift of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Guard them, O Lord, from darkness, from the world, and from the devil. Give them courage to face these days ahead in your name, and O Lord, lead them by your strength and your power as you continue to point them to the good news that Jesus died for us. Bless them, O Lord, lead them and guide them. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.